Well, Bohemoth calls it his own, while Bahamut wanders alone. They both go out to play on that cold and rainy day. And Bohemoth sings us his song, while Bahamut wanders along. But in the glory of this spring, you can hear Bahamut sing. As me. Whoa, ho, 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 way too big to see. Whoa, ah, ho, 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 the helmet, he goes so slow. Whoa, ho, 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 too big for place to go.
Mountains which arise from a vast and arid plain of drifting, fetid yellow dust. And the plain is balanced precariously on the top of a small, thin, green acacia tree which grows from the snout of a giant blood-red ox with 50 eyes that breathes flame the color of the midnight sky. And the ox's hooves are firmly placed on a single grain of sand which floats in the eye of Bahamut like a mote of dust. No one has ever seen Bahamut. Some think it's a fish. Some think it's a newt. All we know is that the lonely Bahamut floats endlessly through all time and all space with all of us and everything floating in a single tear of his eye.
And Bohemoth sings us his song, in the glory of this.